iRockRadio.me, Real Rock and Real Variety. That was Aftermath from As Lions. We are joined right now by their lead singer, Austin Dickinson. Austin, the last time you were here, and I'm really glad that you came through again to be able to see you guys perform again, but the last time you were here, you were sharing a very big stage in Hershey. You were on tour with Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, and 6 AM.
Yeah, that was a killer tour. I remember Hershey specifically because it was probably the most sort of hyperactive day for everyone on that tour because everyone was eating bloody chocolate. Absolutely everyone. And it's one of these funny things at a rock show. You know, you kind of think, oh, you know, everyone's probably going to be, you know, doing loads of drugs and there's going to be hookers running out of various little crevices all around the room. No!
Okay, everyone, so you're serious. Eating, they were eating chocolate.
Everyone was smashing in the Hershey's.
No. You know?
Chris Cale actually came up to me and was like halfway down a bar and just went, man, you gotta have it when you're in town, and just walked off. And I was like, absolutely, Chris, absolutely, you know. But that was a great show. That was a lot of fun.
What was it like sharing the whole tour with them? Shinedown is a bunch of personable guys.
I love those dudes, man. We get on with those guys like a house on fire, man. They're so good. The Death Punch dudes as well. Like, funny enough, my old band, we toured with them on their first ever UK tour back in 2009. When I was like 18, that was one of my first tours too. So we go kind of like, you know, way back with a lot of them. 6 AM were lovely dudes too. And it was just, it was a great way to sort of experience the touring circuit out here. You know, an incredibly lucky way as well to experience the touring circuit out here. And, you know, the fans were just out in droves and everyone was really, really nice. There was not a bad soul between any of them. They were all just rock fans and they wanted to have the night of their life, and that was our job. That's where we come in.
And now you're on tour with Nothing More.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, actually. We started off this tour back in April out with Shinedown. We did a little tour with them, and then we went on to do some shows with POD, and then a couple of headliners, and then some shows with I Prevail, and then a festival, and then this started, and then we're doing festivals and headliners on the off days, and then more shows that I Prevail.
So it's nice. You're getting a nice mixture, smorgasbord of type of shows.
It is the tour anywhere for anyone at any time for any reason tour, and we wouldn't have it any other way. It's great. You know,
no, you get the best of all worlds.
100%.
Best of all worlds. Right now, we're gonna take a little pause to do something that we do during every interview, just to kind of get to know the person a little bit better. It's called Three Quickies and Afterthought.
Excellent.
You can interpret that however you want.
First of those this tour.
You can interpret it any way you want, but you're going to be let down. So
I think it was actually on the Three Stooges rider.
We're going to give you three choices, and you got to pick one real quick.
Okay.
As far as TV goes, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Adventure, rock climbing, big game hunting, or scuba diving? And if you haven't done any, what you would want to do?
I actually lied my way onto a scuba diving course one time.
Oh, you did?
It's a miracle I survived, but I did swim up through a sunken ship, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, you made it further than me. I took scuba lessons and didn't get out of a swimming pool. So that's
my mum neither.
Metallica with Lady Gaga, good or bad idea?
Bad. I'm going to say bad idea because it just did not work in the end. As far as not hearing it from a completely distance perspective and just hearing it as an idea, a sheer hypothetical.
He's being so politically correct right now.
You know what? Like, go for it. Because if you end up coming out with something that, you know, I can't swear, can I?
Yeah, you can. It's the internet.
If it, woohoo! If you come up with something that kicks the living shit out of the fucking Lulu album, like, why not? Like, do your best to erase it, mate. It was bollocks. But, you know, at the same time, Lady Gaga, I appreciate how much she clearly loves metal, how much she clearly loves the bands.
Yep.
You know, don't quit your day job and maybe stick to watching from now on.
Right, there you go.
You know, possibly. But, you know, they're both great separately.
Right.
But in the way that I like steak and ice cream, I don't like them fucking mixed together in a bowl.
It's kind of like Scrapple and ice cream.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I saw a picture of on Facebook. Did you see that?
I didn't.
No. I'm hoping it's fake. Because I just I kind of slightly threw up in my mouth when I read that.
That would be...
The Afterthought. Aside from your own music, what is the last song that you got stuck in your head? And that doesn't mean you have to like it.
Was there a time my own music was not stuck in my head? I would say... Oh, now I'm trying to think of what the fucking song was. It's this shit song. It's this really shit song. And it was playing in this Uber because yesterday we had to go and do some press and this guy had this song fucking thundering out of the car when he picked us up. And it, like, literally, it's like this guy who sounds like Sean Paul just going, "It's time to have sex." It's just like, turned up at the radio station being like, "Hey, how's it going?"
I can't even imagine what song that
is. I don't know what it was, but I was like, this is, it's like every time I hear Drake, I'm like, this is fantastic satire. And then I realize he's being serious, and I'm like, oh, that is just toe-curlingly abhorrent. Like, ugh.
Well, I do know what song is going to be stuck in your head, probably even when you're on stage. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, aside from Lady Gaga and Michael Jackson, do you have any last thoughts, things you want to plug, social media plugs, anything like that?
Before we let you go? You know what? Our album, Selfish Age, is out now. Thank you very much for listening. If you've already listened, and if you're going to listen, thank you ever so much. And all of our socials, it is As Lions Band. Just look us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, send us a message, let us know if you fucking hate us or love us, and we will respond in kind. So thank you very much, guys, and thank you very much for having me.
And you guys are really good at getting back to them, so we can definitely let everyone know about that.
Hells yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, it is Austin Dickinson of the band As Lions. Again, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No worries.